Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. We thank you for your helps that we have received. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sins. Thank you for rescuing us from the hands of the devourers, even from the mouths of the lions. You have rescued us. You have protected us. You have preserved us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for not allowing us to beg for food before we eat. We thank you for not allowing us to be stranded of good things. We thank you for always meeting the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord, for showing us great faithfulness, your great faithfulness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for prayers that we have prayed before now that you have answered. We thank you for breakthroughs that you have sent into our lives. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us so that we can, through those doors, enter into the fulfillment of your promises for our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for shining your light upon our dark places. We thank you, Lord, for exposing the secret works of the enemy going on against us. Thank you for putting Satan under our feet. Thank you, Lord, for putting serpents and scorpions under our feet, and we trample upon them and crush them in pieces. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for your mighty hand of security and protection over our family members and loved ones and spouses. Thank you because you have not allowed evil to happen to the people very close to us. Thank you for preserving both our own lives and that of our family members. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for, we know that you have great things in store for us. We know that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not come to the minds of men. Wonderful things you have in store for us. Thank you, for we know that we will not trust you in vain. We will not seek you in vain. We will not follow you in vain. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask that as we carry your presence tonight in prayer and supplication, oh Lord, visit us from heaven. Touch us from heaven. Help us from heaven. Strengthen us from heaven. Revive us from heaven. Transform our lives from your throne. And give us great blessings that is more than what we ask for in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will surprise us. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I trust that He will bless you as we pray right here. Amen. We are going to take some worship songs, and after that we will go into prayers. Alpha, Omega, You are worthy of my praises. Today, You are worthy of my praises. Today, Alpha, Alpha, Omega, You are worthy of my praises. Today, You are worthy of my praises. Today, Alpha, Alpha, Omega, You are worthy of our praises. Today, You are worthy of our praises. Today, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, something glorious in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, something powerful in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, I cannot do without You. I cannot do without You. I cannot do without You. Oh Lord, I cannot do without You. I cannot do without You. I cannot do without You. Oh Lord, God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle walker. God is a glorious God. Emmanuel, your name is God. Emmanuel, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, King of glory, Emmanuel, Lord of hosts, Emmanuel, great provider, Emmanuel, your name is God. Emmanuel, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will say, how great. All the earth will say, how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the Lord. God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Will you enter? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for me. Jesus, you are here, Savior, you are here, Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us. Oh Jesus, you are here, Father, you are here, Holy Spirit, you are here, You are here for us. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You're Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. You are here. You are here, blessing everyone. We worship you, Savior. We worship you, Waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Begin to praise Him, worship Him, adore Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him with the whole of your heart, praise Him with your voice, praise Him with all your soul, praise Him. Praise the God of heaven and the earth. Praise the Almighty God. Praise the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. The Lord who cannot fail. The Lord who cannot change. The all-sufficient God. The self-sufficient God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. The Lord of hosts is His name. Worship Him. Adore Him. He is the one who speaks and it comes to pass. We worship You, Father. You are our Savior. You are our Helper. You are our Deliverer. You are our only hope. You are our only help. We worship You, Father. Without You in our lives, we are empty. We are nothing. Without You, we are hopeless and helpless. Without You, we are weak and vulnerable. You are all that we have. You are the power that holds us together. You are the power that fights for us. You are the power that gives us victories. We worship You, Father. You are the one that holds our lives together. By You, we can crush armies of darkness. By You, we can overcome all forces of hell. We worship You, Jesus. You are before all things, and by You, all things are being held together. We praise You, Father. You control the entire universe. You have determined the end of all things before they began. We praise You, Father. We worship Your majesty. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Father. Only You can help us. Only You can heal us. Only You can save us. Only You can bless us. Only You can elevate us. Only You can take away our sorrows and shame. Only you can wipe away our tears. Only you can sustain us. And that is why we have come to you. That is why we run to you. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for every gift you have given to us. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always being there for my family. Thank you for always being there for my life, for my career. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you because I can call upon you and you will answer. Thank you because anytime I call on you, you always answer. Anytime I pray, you always answer. Thank you, Father, for always being there. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for blessing me with blessings that I do not even pray for. Thank you for sending me helps that I do not even ask for. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for always being there for me. Thank you because you did not leave me to myself. You did not forsake me. You did not abandon me. You always come to me. You always strengthen me when I am so weak to move on. You always encourage me when I'm so discouraged. You always help me when I am so helpless. Oh Lord, thank you for always being there. Thank you for not leaving me to myself. Thank you for not leaving me to the enemy. Thank you for not forsaking me. Thank you for always reaching out to help me. Thank you for always reaching out to support me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. Yeah, every time we come before the Lord in a prayer session like this, we come before him because we know he will answer our prayers. Not that we think he might answer, but because we know he will answer. So you are going to thank him because you know he will answer your prayers. You're going to say, Father, thank you for tonight you will help me. Thank you, Lord, because as I pray tonight, you will help me. For I am not like those who are without hope. I have hope and faith in you because you are here. You said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, that you will be right there in their midst. Lord, I am here and I know that you will help me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for I know that I will not live here unhelped. I will not live here without receiving support from you, without receiving answers to my prayers. Thank you, Lord, because you are here for me. You are here to help me. You are here to bless me. You are here to support me. You are here to revive me. You are here to heal me. You are here to deliver me. You are here to revive me. Thank you, Lord, for you are here and you will transform our life. Thank you, for I will not go empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for as I call on you in this meeting, you will answer me and you will visit me. Thank you, Jesus, for you will not let me down. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your heavens open over my life. Let your heavens open over my life right here where I am. Right here in my room. Right here in this environment that I am, in this country that I am, in this place that I am, in this moment of my life. Lord, let your heavens open over my life. And let there be interventions from your throne. Because of my life, Lord, let there be interventions from your throne. As I tarry in your presence, oh Lord, let there be interventions from your throne. Let your heavens open over my life. Begin to talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your heavens open over my life. Let your heavens open upon my spirit, soul, and body. And let your helps reach me. Let your hand touch me. Let your interventions reach me. In the name of Jesus, let helps come from your throne into my life. Open your heavens upon me. And let power come from your throne upon my life. Let fire come from your throne upon my life. Let grace come from your throne upon my life. In the name of Jesus, let anointing come from your throne upon my life. In the name of Jesus, let your heavens open over me. Let your heavens open upon me. Let your heavens open upon me. Let your angels begin to descend and ascend upon me. In the name of Jesus, let your heavens open. Let your angels begin to descend and ascend upon my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, establish in my life your power that makes impossible things possible. Your power that makes impossible things possible. Things that have been termed impossible by science, by doctors, by people. Lord, put in my life a great power that makes impossible things possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to talk to the Lord like that. Jeste in diktanhada, heleshushena gashi susiana, mashenash degata. O Lord of hosts, let your power be rooted in my life, and let it begin to make impossible things possible. O Lord of hosts, establish your power in my life. Establish your power in my environment. Establish your power in my career. Establish your power in my calling, in my ministry, in my family, in my marriage. Establish your power. And let that power begin to make impossible things possible from this hour onward. In the name of Jesus, Neshenesta de Kashtadala, Nehatish Donehasujana, Right now, let your power begin to make impossible things possible in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your power begin to make mighty miracles happen in my life. Oh Lord, plant in my life your power that make impossible things possible, such that everywhere I go, I begin to see miracles, such that everything I touch, I begin to see miracles happen, such that in every situation I find myself, I begin to see miracles happen. Oh Lord, plant in my spirit your power that make impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord. Establish such power in me and around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As I've said earlier, don't pray like you think your prayers might be answered. Pray because you know that your prayers will be answered. Yeah, so don't pray with a weak faith. Pray with a strong faith. Yeah, let that be your attitude. Every time we come here to pray, don't pray like maybe your prayers will be answered. Yeah, don't do that. So we're still going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your power enter into situations of my life that are about to get worse. Situations in my life that are about to get out of hand, that are about to get worse. Let your power enter into such situations and bring forth miracles. Let your power enter into such situations and bring forth miracles. Begin to pray like that. Jeshten Tekashna Tesabala Nihande Kedushana Balagada Hateshte Desusanashda Mashaneshte Gedishtenia. Right now, Lord, let your power begin to enter into situations and things in my life that the enemy is about to make worse, that the enemy is about to spoil situations and things in my life, that the kingdom of darkness are about to turn into evil. Oh, Lord, let your power enter now and begin to turn them around for my good. In the name of Jesus, let your power enter into such situations, thank you, Lord, and begin to bring forth miracles. And begin to bring forth miracles. And begin to bring forth miracles. Right now, let your power enter into situations of my life that are about to get worse, that are about to begin to bring shame and disgrace. Oh Lord, let your power enter into such situations and produce miracles and turn them around for my good. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying that prayer passionately. Right now, every situation of my life, whether the one that I know or that I don't know, that are about to get out of hand, that are about to become worse. Oh Lord, release your power into such situations and turn them around for my good. In the name of Jesus, whether I'm conscious of them or not, whether I'm aware of such situations or not, every situation that the enemy is about to make worse for my life, oh Lord, enter into such situations and produce miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let destruction from heaven consume our powers that are frustrating my career from producing success, powers that are frustrating my career from producing success and excellence. Let destruction from heaven fall upon them now. Let destruction from heaven consume them now. Powers of darkness that are frustrating my career from producing success and excellence, let destruction from heaven consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Powers of darkness frustrating my career, frustrating my academics from producing success and excellence, let destruction from heaven consume them right now in Jesus' name. Powers of darkness, powers of witchcraft frustrating my career and academics from producing success and excellence, be consumed by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus, let destruction from the throne of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the strength of the Lord that I need to be victorious in the battles I am fighting at the moment, let that strength appear in me. The strength of the Lord that I need to be victorious in my present battles, appear in me right now. Appear in me right now. But begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hesha dishtada and the halajada. Can headash the halashishanashda. Mashtashta getashda. The strength of the Lord that I need at this time to overcome the forces confronting my life and destiny. The strength that I need at this time to prevail in the battles of darkness that surrounds me. Let that strength appear in me. Let it appear in my spirit. Let it appear in my soul. Let it appear in my body. Let it appear in my mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the strength of the Lord that I need to overcome the battles I am fighting at this time, the battles confronting my destiny, confronting my calling, confronting my life at this time, let that strength appear in me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let that strength appear in me. The strength of the Lord that I need at this time to overcome temptations. The strength of the Lord that I need at this time to overcome the trials, the challenges confronting me. Appear in me now. Appear in me now. Appear in me now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from me. Let confusion be far from me. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from me. I reject confusion. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace and anointing that melts confusion. I receive grace and anointing that destroys confusion. In the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from me. Let confusion be far from me. Thank you, Lord. Let confusion be far from me. I receive grace of a clear direction from the Lord. I receive grace for clarity of vision. I receive grace for clear leadings from the Lord. I receive grace for clear direction from the Lord, for clear instructions from the Lord. I receive grace to hear the voice of God clearly. I receive grace to be led by the Spirit of God correctly. In the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from our lives. In the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from our lives. In the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from my mind. In the name of Jesus, let confusion be far from my soul and spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O Lord, and defend me in places and realms I can't defend myself. Arise, O God, and defend me in places and realms I can't defend myself. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Nijahandek tegala. Mashandash debalishdada. Kegene dektashi sishnelea. Tesuzanash deba. Mahashda. Hedek tegishinala dijera. Arise, O God, and defend me. In places and realms I can't defend myself. Arise for my sake. Arise for my sake. Arise, O God of heaven and the earth. Defend me. Defend me. Defend me in the name of Jesus. Mahanagash tetanana. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. See, arise, O God. Defend me in realms I can't defend myself, in places I can't defend myself. Arise and defend me in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, defend me in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness upon me that is giving me another identity before men. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness sitting on my head that is giving me another identity in the hearts of people, in the eyes of men, that is making me to look differently from the way I look in the eyes of people. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy that darkness. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Hashem, dear Tosh, the hand of Haria, Lahadi Kiashes, Handishala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that has covered my face and is giving people a negative impression of me. Giving people negative impression about me. Giving people a negative identity of me. Let them be destroyed right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Every darkness sitting on my head, sitting on my face, giving people a negative impression about me, giving people a negative identity of me, a negative appearance of me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Destroy that darkness. Destroy that darkness. Yeah, you need to know that there's a darkness that can make people to begin to think wrong about you. Despite the fact that you did nothing wrong, just when, you know, immediately they look at you, they began to think wrong about you. And even they cannot understand why they are thinking wrong about you. That is the darkness I'm talking about. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness sitting on my face, sitting on my head, giving people negative impression about me, giving people negative identity of me, giving people negative appearance of me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. There's an anointing that fast forward progress or success. Things that would normally take months to be achieved is an anointing that can make you achieve them in days. Yeah. Things that would take days to achieve, there's an anointing that can make it take minutes. Minutes. Yeah, and that anointing is coming upon you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with the anointing of the Lord that speeds up success and excellence. I connect my life with the anointing of the Lord that fast forward. forwards, the manifestation of success and breakthroughs and excellence and prosperity. I connect my life with that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. If it takes people years, it doesn't have to take you years. If it takes others months, it doesn't have to take you months. Begin to say, I connect my life with the anointing of the Lord that speeds up the manifestation of success and breakthroughs and prosperity and greatness and excellence right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I connect my life with that anointing. I connect my ministry with that anointing. I connect my calling with that anointing. I connect my business with that anointing. I connect my career with that anointing. I connect my progress with that anointing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with the anointing of the Lord that speeds up the manifestation of miracles, that speeds up the manifestation of signs and wonders, that speeds up the manifestation of answers to prayers, that speeds up the manifestation of healings and deliverances and breakthroughs and prosperity. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect with that anointing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let the fire of God locate every cage of darkness, banks of darkness, holding my treasures captive. Let the fire of God break them in pieces, banks of darkness. A cage of darkness holding my blessings captive. Let the fire of God break them in pieces and let my blessings come and let my treasures come to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hashtag deck. Right now, every prison of darkness, banks of darkness, cage of darkness, holding my blessings and treasures captive, be broken in pieces by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In whatsoever realms, my blessings and treasures have been held in prison, in banks, in cages, let the fire of God break them in pieces and let my blessings come in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, enter into those realms and destroy the prisons, destroy the banks, holding my blessings and treasures captive, and let my blessings come. Oh Lord of hosts, let my blessings come, let my treasures come to me. In the name of Jesus, let every demonic banks holding my blessings captive be broken by fire. Let every demonic cage holding my blessings captive be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every demonic prison, every demonic bank, every demonic cage holding my blessings and treasures captive, be broken by fire. Thank you, Lord. Until my blessings come. be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, let situations created by darkness to torment me be terminated. So this is your Father, with your mighty hand, terminate every situation devil creates. Every situation created by the devil, created by Satan, created by darkness to torment me, to frustrate my life, to oppress me, let your mighty hand terminate that situation. Let your mighty hand terminate that situation. Thank you, Lord. Inasmuch as you did not create the situation, let your mighty hand terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jeshane gegishtarada. Can detach the and dabash the handy halishtada. Hatesoa jirabada. Oh Lord of hosts, with your mighty hand, destroy situations created by the enemy to frustrate my life, to torment me, to oppress me. Oh Lord of hosts, with your mighty hand, terminate such situations. Hand such situations in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Situations of darkness, situations created by darkness to torment me, to oppress me, to take away my peace, to take away my joy, to take away my health. Oh Lord of hosts, with your mighty hand, terminate such situations. Thank you, Lord. Terminate such situations. Terminate such situations. Because they were not supposed to exist. Those situations were not supposed to happen. Oh Lord of hosts, terminate them now. Majeana kiyade de mea. Madam Dedishuna, Tedura Gian Dikuya, Maran de Glashana, Teda de Jus Hajuanesta, Mejdue Tendubalash Deveha, Henry D. Kiosta. Continue to pray, don't stop. Tell God to terminate those situations, for they are not supposed to be there. They are not supposed to be in your life, for they were not created by God. Continue to pray. Oh Lord, terminate such situations now. In the name of Jesus, terminate them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let the hunger of God consume every activity of darkness going on to give me another future that is not my future. Yeah, you're going to say, let the hunger of God consume activities of darkness going on to give me another future that is not my future. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Begin to pray like that. Mashande kidhandi baladia. Hejdei tashishenestia. Natashda baragala. Let the hand of God destroy them. Let the hunger of God consume operations of darkness, activities of darkness, activities of witchcraft, going on to give me another future that is different from the future God has created for me, that is different from the future God has for me. Let them be consumed now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Activities of hell, activities of demons, activities of witchcraft going on to give me another future that is not in Jesus for me, another future that is not in God for me. Let the hunger of God consume them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the hunger of God consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray? You're going to say, I command every door that must open for me to ascend to the heights God has prepared for me. I command those doors to open now. Every door that needs to open for me to ascend to the height God has prepared for me, let them open now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every door that needs to open for me to ascend to the height God has prepared for me, I command the doors to open now. I command those doors to open now. I command those doors to open now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I command them to open. I command them to open. I command them to open. I command them to open for me. In the name of Jesus, every door that must open for me to enter into the place of fulfillment of destiny, for me to enter into the place of manifestation of my calling, let that door open now. In the name of Jesus, I command that door to open now. In the name of Jesus, open right now. Open right now. Open right now. Open right now. In the name of Jesus. Open right now. Every door that must open before I will get to that height God have destined for me, let that door open now in the name of Jesus. I command the door to open now. I command the door to open now. I command the door to open now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that is attacking my mind, with negative thoughts and conflicting thoughts. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every darkness attacking my mind with thoughts of conflict, thoughts of evil, thoughts of pollution, thoughts of fear, thoughts of anxiety, thoughts of unbelief, thoughts of worries. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness attacking my mind with thoughts of evil, thoughts of unbelief, thoughts of fear, thoughts of doubt, thoughts of unrighteousness, thoughts of sin, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every darkness attacking my mind to take away peace from my mind, to take away calmness from my mind, to take away joy from my mind, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Every darkness, every devil attacking my mind to disconnect me from God's presence. Every devil, every Satan attacking my mind with thoughts that are meant to disconnect me from God's presence, with thoughts to make me disconnected from the Holy Spirit, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Be consumed by fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. As I've said some time ago, I said there is grace in the kingdom of God for everything. Maybe you have been trying to do something good and it's getting difficult. It's becoming hard. There is grace to do that thing. There is grace that will make that thing easy. Yeah. Even if it is hard for many people out there, there is grace in the kingdom of God that will make that thing easy. All you need is to ask for that grace. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release upon me grace to accomplish every good work that is becoming difficult for me to accomplish. Every good work that is becoming hard for me to do. Oh Lord, release the grace to do them. Release the grace to achieve them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release upon me grace to achieve, grace to do things that things that are becoming difficult for me to do. Good things that are becoming difficult for me to achieve. Oh Lord, release upon me the grace to achieve them easily. The grace to do them easily. The grace to attain them easily. In the name of Jesus, release upon me, Father. Release upon me, Father, grace to achieve every good work that are becoming hard for me to achieve. Release the grace now in the name of Jesus. Grace to do every good work that are becoming hard for me to do. Oh Lord, release the grace now to do them easily. Release the grace to do them easily. Release the grace to do them easily. Grace to achieve success. Grace to achieve progress that are becoming hard for me to achieve. Lord, release that grace now to achieve them easily. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, by the reason of the covenant in the blood of Jesus, let every initiation of darkness that has been done on my spirit, soul, and body be broken. You're going to say, by the reason of the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus, let every initiation of darkness that have been done on my spirit, soul, and body be broken. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. By the reason of the covenant in the blood of Jesus, let every initiation of darkness that has been done on my spirit and soul and body be broken now. In the name of Jesus, I connect myself with the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus for the destruction of initiation of darkness on my spirit, soul, and body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy every initiation, every witchcraft initiation, a marine spirit initiation, a spiritual husband initiation, spiritual wife initiation that have been done on my spirit, soul, and body. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy every initiation of darkness and demons done on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy every initiation of witchcraft. Every initiation of marine spirits that have been done on me. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Let the covenant in the blood of Jesus destroy them. Every initiation of witches and wizards that has been done on me be destroyed by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. Initiations of darkness done on my life, done on my career, done on my destiny, done on my spirit, soul, and body. Be destroyed by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. It is done. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I release the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my destiny. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my calling, blocking the manifestation of my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Beko jenega dia tashalalea. Nahashtena soshenea. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my destiny. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness, covenants of marine spirits, covenants of serpents and scorpions, covenants of witches and wizards, blocking the manifestation of my destiny. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Mishieste itashunishilia. Gadekte dedekte hendisho sanashtara. Neheto shanada balajianisa. Andeshte gashilia. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus into every realm of darkness where covenants have been made to enslave my destiny. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy the covenants now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my destiny. Thank you, Lord. I release the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my prosperity. Covenants of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my greatness. Covenants of darkness, blocking the manifestation of my success and progress. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let every influence of darkness in my environment making my prayers not to produce results. Yeah, every demonic influence in my environment, every environmental darkness that is stopping the effectiveness of my prayers, that is blocking the results of my prayers, let them be consumed now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every influence of darkness in my environment that is making my prayers to go without results, making my prayers to go without getting answered, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, environmental darkness, demonic influence that is blocking the results of my prayers, blocking the answers of my prayers, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I come against every environmental darkness, environmental witchcraft, environmental demons blocking the results of my prayers, blocking the results of my fastings. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. Every influence of darkness in my environment, blocking the effects of my prayers, blocking the effects of my spiritual exercises, be wasted by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke justice from the throne of God upon every courtrooms, every courtroom of darkness, passing judgment on my life. I invoke justice from the throne of God upon every courtroom of witchcraft, passing judgment on my life, passing judgment on my destiny. I invoke justice from heaven to come upon them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke justice from the throne of God upon demonic courtrooms, witchcraft courtrooms, satanic courtrooms, passing judgments on my life, passing judgments on my destiny. Let justice from the throne of God fall on them now. Let judgment from the throne of God fall upon them now. In the name of Jesus, I invoke justice from the throne of God upon satanic courtrooms, witchcraft courtrooms, passing judgments on my life, passing condemnations on my life. Let justice from heaven fall upon them. Right now, in Jesus' name, let justice from the throne of God fall upon them. Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Let justice from the throne of God fall upon them. Right now, in Jesus' name, every courtroom of witchcraft, every courtroom of principalities and powers of darkness, passing judgment on my life and destiny, let the justice of the Most High God fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every covenant of suffering and slavery that I inherit from my ancestors. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Covenants of slavery and suffering that I have inherited from my ancestors, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Covenants of slavery and suffering that was passed on to me from my ancestors, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer fervently. Covenants of slavery and suffering passed on to me from my ancestors, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, covenants of slavery and suffering passed unto me from my ancestors, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree over your life that covenants of slavery you have inherited, covenants of suffering, hardship, you have inherited from your ancestors, I decree that the blood of Jesus waste them all. Right now, in Jesus' name, we are still praying. You're going to pray in Psalm 23, you know, it says that he leadeth me. Let me read it to be accurate. Psalm 23. Yeah. Is verse 2 that I am looking at. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yeah, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. But my focus is green pastures. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. You're going to pray. Yeah, there are green pastures for you where God has put your food. Your food is there. So all he needs to do is to either take you there or bring that pastures to you, to where you are, or bring you to where it is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me into every green pasture where my food is, where my blessings are, where all that I need to survive are, all that I need to succeed are. Oh Lord, take me into that green pasture right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, take me into every green pasture where my food is, where all that I need to excel, where all that I need to survive, where all that I need to prosper. Oh Lord, take me into those green pastures. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, take me to every green pasture that has my food in them. Every green pasture that has my blessings in them. Oh, Lord, take me there. In the name of Jesus, take me there. Yeshenega Teshilia, Nanahashi Sujana, every green pasture that has my food, that has my blessings, that has my blessings, that has all that I need to survive, that has all that I need to succeed, that has all that I need to fulfill God's purpose. Oh Lord, take me there now. In the name of Jesus, connect me with every green pasture where you have hidden my food, where you have hidden my blessing, where you have hidden my helps. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We have Christians who are looking for help from where God has not put their helps. Yeah, we have Christians who are struggling to travel out of their countries, hoping that when they reach this foreign land, they will be prosperous. Whereas God has not put their help in that foreign land. We have Christians who are busy looking for jobs in certain places, thinking that when they get a job in those places, then they will be comfortable. Then they will have everything they need. Not knowing that God has not put their helps in those jobs. So you are going to pray. Maybe you have been looking at wrong places, that your help will come from those places. Maybe that is why you have not yet reached your great pastures, because your eyes and your heart is so fixed on the wrong places. You are so much overwhelmed with thoughts of how you will get to those places, not knowing that your helps are not in those places. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove my heart and focus from places that are not your green pastures for me. Remove my interest and focus from places that are not your green pastures for me. Open my eyes to see the places where you have placed my helps. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nijeshte gitatarana riala. Heshoshane susahan tishushia. Remove my heart and focus from places that are not your green pastures for me. Father, remove my interest from places that are not your green pastures for me. Open my eyes to discover your green pastures for my life. Your green pastures for my career. Your green pastures for my calling and ministry. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to discover. In the name of Jesus, remove my focus from every wrong place I am looking at to get help. Oh Lord, remove my focus from those places. Set my eyes on the right places. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing that can make you to lose connection with the green pastures, God, as prepared for you or positioned for you, is following your own wisdom and following human wisdom, following human ideas, human counsels, and not God's wisdom. Is when you are not trusting, or I should say, is when you fail to trust in God's wisdom. You failed to trust in God's leading, in God's direction, in God's voice, in God's instructions. Then don't expect that you will reach your green pastures. If you feel like you are wise in yourself, you cannot reach your green pastures. If you feel like you know the way, you know how to live your life, you know how to make things work, you know how to get things, you know, how to get success, then you can't reach your green pastures. So you're going to pray. Remember that in that Psalm 23, the first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd." So it is as the Lord leads you that you will get to your green pastures. It is by following the leading of the Lord. That is how you will find food to eat. That is how you will survive. Yeah, it is by following the leading of the Lord. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You are going to say, "I choose God's wisdom. I choose God's directions. I choose to follow God's instructions so that I may enter into God's green pastures for my life. I reject human wisdom. I choose God's wisdom." Begin to declare like that. Begin to speak like that. Say, "I reject human wisdom. I choose God's wisdom. I choose God's directions. I choose God's leadings. I choose to follow God's instructions so that I can enter into God's green pastures for my life. In the name of Jesus." Say, "I choose God's wisdom. I choose God's wisdom. I reject human wisdom. I reject human wisdom. I choose God's wisdom. I choose God's directions. I choose God's I choose to follow God's instructions. I choose to follow God's leadings that will take me to God's green pastures in the name of Jesus. I choose God's wisdom. I choose God's wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Are you choosing God's wisdom? Indeed. Say it because you mean it. Say, I choose God's wisdom. I choose God's directions. I choose to follow God's instructions. I choose to follow God's leadings. I choose to follow God's voice that will take me into God's green pastures for my life, calling, and destiny. I reject human wisdom. I reject human ideas. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And we will round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive grace to do everything God has placed in my hands to do. I receive grace to do everything God has committed into my hands to do, so that I don't miss the rewards. So that I don't miss my rewards. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to do correctly all that God has committed into my hands to do. I receive grace to do correctly all that God has committed into my hands to do, so that I don't miss my rewards. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace now. I receive grace now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. The things God has put in your hands to do for Him, it must be done perfectly. It must be done correctly. See, I receive grace to do correctly all that the Lord has put in my hands to do for Him, that I may not miss my reward. In the name of Jesus, continue to talk to the Lord like that. If you feel you don't have anything to do for God, ask God to give you something to do for Him. Yeah. I receive grace to do correctly all that the Lord has put in my hands to do for Him, so that I don't miss my rewards. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put on my head the grace to hear from you. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, put on my head the grace to receive divine messages from you. The grace to receive divine messages from you. Pray like that if you believe. Pray like that if you believe. So Lord, put on my head right now the grace to hear your voice clearly. The grace to receive instructions from you clearly. The grace to receive revelations from you clearly. The grace to receive messages from you clearly. Put on my head that grace right now. In the name of Jesus, put on my head that grace. Put on my head that grace. Put on my head that grace. Majeni kehate subhashtala. Dedero shesujana. Mandihi kelashta. So Lord, put on my head. Thank you, Lord. The grace to hear from you clearly. Do you really want that grace? Do you so much desire that grace? Ask for it with the whole of your heart, and it shall be given to you. Put on me that grace. Put on me that grace. You are confused because you are not hearing from God. Or maybe you are hearing but you don't believe what you are hearing. It's either of the two. Show me people that hear God regularly or every day, then I will tell you that those people are not confused people. Yeah, and they can never be confused. Yeah, so Lord, put on me that grace that receives messages from you clearly. You don't have to dream before you receive message from God. You don't have to dream. And in fact, you don't even have to see visions before you receive messages from heaven. Yeah, you can hear from God clearly without dreams and visions. Ask for that grace. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're still going to raise up your right hand? You're going to say, Father, take me into your realm. And make me know you face to face. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, take me into your realm. And make me know you face to face. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, translate me into your realm. Jeshiene kata. Didishuene tobashilea. Translate me into your realm. And make me know you face to face. You can make me know you. You can make me know you. You can make me see you. You can make me achieve this. You are able to make me know you. You are able. You are able. Oh Lord, make me know you face to face. Mahani shiele tenegala. Ninia shishada tashtana. Make me know you face to face. Take me into your realm. And make me know you face to face. Thank you, Father. Continue to talk to the Lord. Take me to your realm. Make me know you face to face. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Two more prayer points. Yeah. From my experience, as someone who have grown to know God closely, I have discovered that God is in those things many Christians don't like to do. Yeah, God have hidden himself in those things many of you don't like to do. Yeah. So and I realized that it was as I began to do those things which means that I decided to stand out of many people who don't do those things. I make up my mind to stand out and begin to do those things. And I now begin to see God in those things. That was how God began to appear to me. Before you become close to God, it usually to start with encounters with God. God will be appearing to you as you give yourself to certain things that many people don't do. So you might want to ask me, what are those things many Christians don't like to do? Let me ask you a question. When last have you preached the gospel to sinners? Yeah. When last have you entered into the streets and preached to people? Have you done that, or have you ever done that before? Yeah, that is where encounters are. You want to see God? Go on the streets and start preaching the gospel. Then you will start seeing God. Maybe I should also tell you another thing that many Christians don't like to do. When last do you give yourself to serious intercessions? I mean, you on your own begin to pray for people. I mean, you're praying for others, not yourself. When last have you done that? Also, when last have you meditated on the scriptures? When last do you sit down with the Bible? Studying the Bible, not that you want to preach or you want to lead a prayer session, so you try to prepare and look for verses to use. I mean, you just decided to study on your own. That's what I mean. When last have you done that? And there are many more like that. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah. Of course, there are many more. Like praying for hours. When last have you spent 6 hours only you and God together? When last have you spent, maybe as you say, 4 hours just you and God in the room? Yeah. So if you want to see God and know Him closely, you must be ready to do what many people don't do. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me strong desire to engage with things that will reveal God to me. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me strong hunger to begin to do things that will manifest God to me in the name of Jesus. Yeah, this is not your choice to make. You have no choice when it comes to this point. You can't say, going out on the street, I don't like that one. I don't even want to do that one. Interceding for people, I don't think I enjoy doing that one. I think I can still do Bible study and meditation. You don't have a choice. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It is not you to choose the platform where God we appear to you. You don't choose the platform. God chooses the platform. So now, if for 5 years you have not done what God is waiting for you to do to appear to you, then it means you have shut the gate of heaven over your life for 5 years. Because you felt certain things are not your business. You felt evangelism is not your business. Yeah, then it means you're not ready for God. So this is not your choice to make. You have no choice. You have to do everything to get God. If you really want Him, you have to be desperate to do everything. Engage with everything that will show God to you, that will manifest God to you. So you're going to, I want you to pray that prayer passionately. So Holy Spirit, give me strong passion, strong desire to engage with things that will reveal God to me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with strong hunger to engage with things that will show God to me, that will reveal God to me. The longer you draw away from those things, the longer you will stay where you are. The longer you remain a baby, the longer you will not know Him. So Holy Spirit, help me. Fill me with hunger to engage with things that will manifest God to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. Recently, I was talking with my wife. I told her how my life was completely transformed when I began to go into villages, rural areas, to preach and to disciple people. Yeah. So I was telling her that the kind of God that I saw on the field was not the God that I saw in my room. Yeah. It's not as if I've not been hearing from God, knowing God, you know, without going on missionary trips. But when I began to go on those missionary trips, the God that I saw on the field was not the God that I saw on my road. I'm not saying that there are two different kinds of gods. I mean, I'm not saying that God is different from Himself. I'm not saying that, you know, there are different gods Christians serve. I'm saying that I saw more of God on the field that I couldn't see in my room. Yeah. So Well, I don't know how to encourage you more than that. But my point is that there is more in God you don't know. And there are prices to pay to know Him. Yeah. And many of you, you have chosen to remain in that comfort zone. Yeah, you're not willing to go out there and stand for the kingdom and represent Jesus. Yeah, there are things you have not engaged yourself with. And that is why your knowledge of God is still shallow or is still limited. Yeah. There is more. In fact, there is so much more you don't know. So you're going to pray. Yeah, I think we have prayed the prayer point before. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable with every comfort. With every comfort zone I have embraced that is not letting me know God as I should. Yeah. The kind of God Jacob saw when he was on the road. Yeah, he ran away from Laban and he was afraid of his brother Esau. Yeah, he was not comfortable. He was not somewhere sleeping. Yeah, he was on the streets seeking God, like they were passing through wilderness, seeking God. But the kind of God he saw changed. The dimension of God he saw changed his name, changed his life. And that encounter did not happen when he was comfortable. It happened when he was uncomfortable. Yeah, so you can't remain in your comfort zone and think you will have some encounter with God. Of course, you can have some encounter, but not some encounters. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I mean, you're going to continue to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable. Make me uncomfortable with every comfort zone I have embraced that is not allowing me know you. That is not allowing me get visitations and encounters from you. Oh Lord, make me uncomfortable. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. How desperate are you to grow spiritually? How desperate are you to know God? How desperate are you to get God's attention, to see God's face, to get encounters from God? Say, Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable with every comfort zone I have embraced that is not letting me know you as I should. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Believe me, it was not comfortable for me in those villages. Yeah. Some of those villages, there's no electricity. In a very cold weather, we will be there. Mosquitoes everywhere, yet we'll be there. It was in those places I got the passion to intercede for people. It was in those places I got the burden to be an intercessor. Yeah. Because I saw people dying in sin. They have been deceived. No one to tell them the truth. No one to show them the way. And I feel sorry for their eternity. Yeah. Have you taken the gospel to the hospitals? Have you taken the gospel to the prison? To prison yards where they hold, where we have prisoners. Have you taken the gospel to the homeless? May the Lord make you uncomfortable with your comfort zones. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. We thank you for everything you have done for us during the course of these prayers. We thank you, Lord, for your interventions we have already received. We thank you for grace you have imparted on us. Even the grace to hear your voice and receive messages from you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we thank you for battles you have fought for us and won for us during the course of these prayers. Thank you, Lord, for progress you have given to us, helps you have given to us, breakthroughs, deliverances, healings you have given to us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone right here, right now, let your power visit everyone. That which is in your mind to do in the lives of everyone here right now, I ask, oh Lord, that you release your power into their lives. And let your power begin to do your mind in their lives. Let your power begin to do your intentions in their lives. Let your power begin to perform your desires for their lives. Right now, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every ungodly, unholy attractions that is drawing you far from the Lord, drawing you far from righteousness, the fire of the Lord shall destroy them. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Lord shall separate those attractions and enticements from you in Jesus' name. I pray that you shall get encounters from the Lord. Encounters that will change your life. I pray that you receive them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than I have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. Remain blessed.